Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is always better when we stand together. And we've got a couple of great callers on the line. You can join this discussion. We're talking about the Trump administration's daily flouting of due process rights. Every day, every single day, they are trying to get around doing what the Supreme Court and our Constitution has clearly said has to happen, which is even assuming you can deport people under the Alien Enemies Act, which is a dubious proposition at best, you still must provide due process. And the Trump administration is doing everything it can to not comply with that ruling. 855-752-4842. So the brief summary of what happened over the weekend, you have to go back to the Supreme Court saying 9-0. Yep, even under the Alien Enemies Act, which we're not sure yet you can use to do this, you have to provide due process. April 7th, that was when that decision dropped. ACLU files cases all over the country because you have to now file a habeas case to stop the deportations, and it has to be brought in the district in which the detainee is being kept. They tried to get a temporary restraining order in the Northern District of Texas. One was not entered based upon a government attorney's representations that they weren't going to deport anyone. That turned out to be a big fat lie. And the Trump administration began, after they made that representation in court late on Friday, the Trump administration started busing people around ostensibly to deport them. So there were more requests for emergency relief. And indeed, the Supreme Court stepped in at 1 a.m. on Saturday. And Justice Alito objected to the Supreme Court providing that emergency relief. I will get to that, but I want to take your calls. I'm going to bring in my colleague, Gray Gunderson, in just a moment to discuss this with me. Usually we would do your neck of the woods. I'm going to call this everybody's neck of the woods because it matters to everybody here. Here's what I wanted. I just want to make these three observations. Then we're going to go to the phone lines. What do you think about this? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. The fact that the Supreme Court did this was very significant. You can tell it was significant because the Supreme Court didn't wait for the Fifth Circuit to consider whether to grant emergency relief. And in fact, the court well knew that the Fifth Circuit hadn't ruled yet. They didn't care. They acted anyways. And they acted without getting any response from the government to the request for emergency relief that was filed by the ACLU in the Supreme Court. Like, oh my God, we're hearing that these people are on buses. They're about to be put on planes, like what happened before Judge Boasberg. Supreme Court, do something. And they did. Secondly, the Supreme Court, unlike its decision back in early April, didn't hide behind any technicalities or, you know, what does the word facilitate versus effectuate mean? They just said you can't remove these people. That tells you how serious, how urgent this is. And thirdly, the court was unsatisfied and did not rely on the factual representations made by the government's attorney late Friday in court. That lawyer, his name is Drew Ensign. He specifically stated on Friday afternoon that no planes would be leaving Friday. But he basically said, and likely Saturday, I've got the direct quote here, but he also reserved the right to change that. I mean, it was very wishy-washy. It was, you know, depends on what is. It was lawyering, to say the very least. So we'll talk a little bit about Alito's dissent in a second, but I wanted to get our very patient callers in. Karina from Milwaukee, welcome back to the show. What do you have to say?
Hello. Well, I have a question more than anything, because honestly, I'm a little bit, like, a lot confused. I understand due process, even though even if you are illegal in this country, it's
yep.
not about how you got here. It's about what kind of rules we have here. So it's not a respect to anything else but the rule of law on this land. So that's what it is. My confusion comes from everything I hear, and honestly, I didn't go and check on myself. I believe it's supposed to be a Maryland public like CCAP we have in Wisconsin. They saying that Garcia dude, who is a Maryland man, he did had 2 deportation orders, which he didn't follow. My question, is that considered to be a due process? I mean, practically twice. It does take some money and time from our tax money to do it. So how many times are we going? I mean,
I think, Karina, let me hop in. I understand what your question is. What has been misrepresented multiple times in the media and is not explained clearly is that Mr. Abrego Garcia entered the country illegally, and so he was subject to a removal process. In the course of that removal process, which, oh, by the way, started to occur because he self-reported and applied for asylum, there were intermediate decisions that were non-final that related to whether or not Mr. Abrego Garcia should be released, like on bail, except in deportation it's not bail, should be released pending his full asylum hearing. Okay, that's what it was. A trial court without testing the evidence, giving full faith, so the evidence wasn't tested in court. That is not due process. Due process requires and necessitates cross-examination, challenging of evidence. No, what the court did is it just took police officers' hearsay about hearsay representations that an anonymous confidential informant said that he was a member of a gang. And a trial court said, on that basis, you're not going to be released pending your full asylum hearing. Okay, an appeals court upheld that. So he never had a removal order fully adjudicated that said remove him. That's thing one. When he finally did get his hearing, he wasn't granted asylum, but the judge did grant what's called withholding. The withholding of deportation, it's a different legal argument to get a withholding order that basically prevents the government from deporting him. So for Mr. Garcia, what happened was, on the basis of his status as someone who had originally entered illegally, he had a full hearing, and the court, that immigration judge, said he stays. Now, what the Trump administration is trying to do is use a different legal basis, the Alien Enemies Act, to deport him. That requires a different due process hearing to basically vacate the withholding order. You got to get that withholding order gone. You got to toss that. You got to challenge it. Oh, by the way, guess who is the president when that first withholding order for Mr. Garcia was put into place? Donald Trump. It was Trump 1.0. His government lawyers could have challenged that ruling. They didn't. So now they'd have to go back into court, vacate the withholding order, and then prove up the basis for his deportation under the Alien Enemies Act. Everybody with me? And yes, the wheels of justice are slow and expensive. Tim from Whitewater, thanks so much for your patience. What is your question or comment today?
Oh, so many questions here, and I think if I recall, you have a lawyer background, and this was gets you, as you probably know, why you're no longer a lawyer. What gets lawyers in trouble is because it becomes one of the things, like you said, what is. And I think what this comes down to is people have questions about what is due process, how does that apply? You've covered some of that. At the end of the day, most people in this country, I do believe the reason that Trump got elected was because people in this country did not like the complete, almost open borders that the Biden administration ran under. And so their question amongst many people is, well, where's the due process for the American citizens to just open up the borders? And that doesn't get brought up. And now everybody, you know, people on the left side are piling on, well, you got to protect this guy. And people who are voted for Trump are like, well, wait a minute. We wanted some processes in place here all along. I think this whole thing is going to take some time to work out. And again, people, most of us in the middle that kind of try to sort through all this stuff are just sick and tired of, with all due respect, all you damn lawyers messing with this stuff. You know, where was the due process of the American citizens when Trump, when Biden opened up the border? There was no due process for the American citizens there. And people, you know, on the left side of the aisle.
So, Tim, can I ask you a let me ask you a question. I'm not going to get into a discussion about whether Joe Biden opened the borders. I think that that's a gross generalization. I will agree with you that we have a problem having a functional, timely, and efficient immigration system. And we have a problem when we don't have a functional, timely, and efficient immigration system dealing appropriately and in a safe way with people who have come here illegally. Is that a fair place for you and I to start, Tim?
Fair. Yeah, that is a fair place. And,
okay.
And then it comes down to another one of these, what is. What is asylum? Everybody claims asylum because word like is, frankly.
So the legal standards for asylum and the proof required are actually quite specific. That is why Mr. Garcia didn't get the grant of asylum. There are different legal standards defined in legal code for withholding orders. He met those. It is, in short, a reasonable and credible fear for one's life based on who you are, right? So your political beliefs, your religion, your race, whatever it is, a reasonable and credible fear for your life if you are returned to your country of origin. That's the standard for withholding. Asylum has higher standards. What I'm suggesting to you, Tim, is in a democracy, there are things like how are we going to close the border, a policy question, or what's the best way to do that? How do we improve our immigration system? And we should be able to have what I would call a hopefully nonpartisan discussion about what works and what doesn't. But what I'm going to call policy distinctions from what are individual rights that are guaranteed under our Constitution. And so we can have a policy debate as voters between you, Tim, and me, Maggie, about how do we fix our immigration system, keep our economy growing, and all those things. And then we have what the Constitution requires for each and every individual. And my argument has always been, it is only because of my love for each and every American that I get concerned when any government says I am no longer bound by due process. Because if misidentifying someone and sending them on a plane to a foreign prison in contravention of a Supreme Court order is permitted under our Constitution, then you, Tim, the most material, real, everyday worry is not the unidentified person crossing the border illegally. It's the government that possesses way more power misidentifying you, Tim, and putting you on a plane. I think it's not here. I would say it's not a semantic distinction between what is the procedural stuff around this is. But the very idea that a government which will make mistakes no matter who's in power can simply take someone off the streets and send them to a foreign prison without any process. Do you agree, Tim, that that doesn't sound right?
That is questionable, but trust me, Democrats and liberals are going to lose this in the court of public opinion if you don't step up and start admitting and working with a process to have better regulated immigration.
Hang on, Tim. Would you grant me that that's what I said first? I began with that. And would you say to me that if you and I, people of good faith, stepped away from partisanship, what we both would be saying are two things that we each agree with. We have to do something about our immigration system, and due process rights are sacrosanct, and we both would stand together for both of those principles. What do you say, Tim? Can we do that?
Biden. Yeah. Let's see if we can get Biden elected again and have him start over on that.
Thanks so much, Tim from Whitewater. Your thoughts and mine coming up next, 855-752-4842. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.